The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, we have Jesus once again on the move in the gospel passage we have today. And just a quick note, because you've probably noticed that there are, of course, options for the readings, because today we also celebrate Independence Day, 4th of July, the day we declared our independence from Great Britain. And of course, it's right that we come in praise and worship of Almighty God to give thanks to Him for the blessings that we have growing up in this country or coming to this country as our new home. It's right that we come and with full heart, full voice, in praise of Almighty God, to thank Him for these blessings that we certainly have living in this country. And but part of coming in thanksgiving to God for the blessings of living in the nation that we do, that has given birth to us, that has nurtured us, is not necessarily to come and ask Him to bless our country in the sense of rubber stamping our national agenda, but rather turning our hearts and lives over to Him, asking Him to imbue with His love, with His grace, our aspirations as a country. And so we turn our hearts and our lives over, and we get caught up in the rhythms of the liturgy, the worship of Almighty God, because that is really what's going to be able to allow us to be who we need to be for the people around us in the country. And so it's right that we actually read from the daily cycle, and that's why we continue with our reading in the Gospel of Matthew. And so Jesus is on the move, so he's coming to, he's going along, and this official comes down and kneels before him. "My daughter has just died, but come lay your hand on her, and she will live." And so Jesus starts following him. And then another woman, This man is coming up to Jesus, and of course, the urgency is there because his daughter has just died. He wants Jesus to be at his daughter's bedside as soon as possible because he believes that Jesus can do something. And then this other woman who's suffering from a hemorrhage comes up for 12 years, and Jesus kind of stops everything. And I'm sure the guy whose daughter just died is kind of like, can we move along? Can we get to my daughter? But Jesus, even though he was committed to helping the man who had asked him for help, he's able to make time for the woman in front of him. Now, there are a couple of things going on here because both of these people that approached Jesus would have incurred ritual impurity. First, the official came forward. He had been around a corpse. He was unclean. He was not supposed to join the rest of the community. Likewise, the woman with the hemorrhage was also ritually unclean. The comparison might start to get tiresome, but it's good that we've actually had the experience. It's not good, but we now have an experience after COVID of what this ritual impurity looks like, because we might think, oh, well, it was primitive and all these hoops to jump through that the people of Jesus' time had to follow in order to be ritually pure. But it was because they had observed, okay, certain behaviors lead to sickness, to unhealth, and we need to find ways to limit that as much as possible. It was really for the safety of the whole community. But part of what that did was it also cut people off from worship of Almighty God. So this woman had, for 12 whole years, been not permitted to participate in the life and worship of Israel. And people had noticed that this uncleanness had a contaminating effect. It could spread to other people. And so that's why they kept people in quarantine. But of course, we see something new at work in Jesus. And these two people in the gospel passage today also see something new at work in Jesus. So they're willing to risk everything. So the man whose daughter has died, he's an official. He has to compose himself with a certain dignity. He'd even walk with like a measured stride because he was aware of how people perceived him. And he comes completely disregarding social customs and kneels down in front of Jesus. He humbles himself, turns his heart and life over to him because he believes in Jesus, and Jesus is able to bring his daughter back to life. Likewise, the woman, disregarding the fact that she technically is making everybody unclean around her, she has, her last hope is Jesus, and so she comes, if I can just touch his cloak, I shall be cured. And Jesus turns around and says, courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. And so what's new at work in the work of Jesus is, so sickness, disease, but then likewise sin and death has this contaminating effect, and the people of Jesus' time have noticed this. But what happens when they come into contact with Jesus? It's not that they contaminate him, but rather his touch overflows, his life of love overflows into the people that come to him, that turn their hearts and lives over to him, and he's able to turn back these destructive forces. And so it's ours today to likewise see that what's new at work in Jesus, and it's ours to turn ourselves over to and trust ourselves to his merciful care, to his love, and today, particularly on Independence Day, to not only turn ourselves over to his loving care, but the care of our nation as well, so that trusting solely in him, we can bring his life of love to everyone that we encounter.